Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields the ball and throws to Stenhouse covering. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud is walked intentionally. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monbukhet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukhet covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Monbukhet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbukhet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Retzer reaches second base with a double. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bresut for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Philly reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Schwall now pitching. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Bright moves to third. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Bright scores. Hinton moves to third. Retzer moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cottier hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Cottier reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. Retzer scores. Locke moves to third. It's 6-0, Senators. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Stenhouse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locke scores. Cottier scores. It's 8-0, Senators. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel pinch runs for Harry Bright. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Zipfel now playing first base. Danny O'Connell now playing third base. Johnny Shave now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, Senators. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stenhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Senators. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bressuit moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-4 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.